And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of our program today. We are focusing on fighting fair, and we want you to get in on the conversation by dialing 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, here with your host, Marcos Mercado. And it's time to focus on our second favorite book, that's Facebook. So, Marcos, what are people talking about on Facebook?
Well, we got so much that we're sharing. I mean, people are everything from asking for help to talking about events we have, up-and-coming events, to questions and comments about these topics like fighting fair. And we're going to go to that in just a moment. If you've not done that already, we want to encourage you to go to Facebook.com, look for Marriage Beyond the Vows, and hit the like button. Get in on the conversation. Like us, please. We want to like you back. Okay, so please, please go ahead and do that. And if you're waiting on the phone, please be patient. We're going to go to Facebook for a quick moment, and then we'll be right back with you. So don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. We will be coming to you. But anyway, something I want to read here. I know we're talking about fighting fair. We had someone here. Maybe you can give me some guidance. I want to fight to get my wife back. Please help me. And that's the kind of fight we should be doing. Fighting to fix our relationships, to bring them back, not to hurt one another. And so I want to go really quickly just for a few posts that we have here about fighting fair. And one of them is we had Kenia Prince say, "Is it on now? I love this show. Did I miss it?" And so, amen, we are talking about this right now as we speak. And some of you wanted to know what station. So obviously it's Praise. Mm-hmm. And depending on where you are, if you're in Philadelphia or in Charlotte, look for your local Praise station. You could also go online and go over to praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com. So if you're not near a radio, you can listen online from wherever you are. Most of our stations have apps as well for your smartphone. Mm-hmm. And then Sandra Campos says, again, she's the one asking what station. We also have Cynthia says, "That's a good one, sir. Enjoy the radio show today." And then Ingrid Leon says, "I can't wait for next week's topic. I'm looking forward to it." And we want to say thank you to all of you who've posted on Facebook, who follow us, who've become our friends. And that's a great way for us to be in touch with each other throughout the week. Absolutely. Again, we have a little bit of time before our next break. I want to make sure we go ahead and get to some of those phone lines. Thank you so much for all of you who've been calling in, trying to get through, and who are waiting patiently on the queue.
Absolutely. So let's go to line two and speak with Eddie. Eddie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning and glory to God. I'd like to start with you. Fighting any adverse condition only increases its power over you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, for moving in me this morning. Fighting is God's job. Romans 12, it talks about making us a living sacrifice to God. So I ask everyone to go into your Bibles today and read Romans 12 all the way through.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 13 and 4 gives an accurate description of what love is. In this world, our love is not. It has been defiled. So I beseech everyone to go into 1 Corinthians 13 and 4 to find out exactly what love is.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Eddie, I'm apologizing, but I'm going to cut you off just because I want to make sure we stay on track here. I appreciate it. That is our theme scripture of the day.
Actually, we are, because, well, I'm on track. I'm right there with you. Just bear with me, please. Matthew 12, 35 and 37. When we get ready to fight someone, when we get ready to have an argument, we must do this one thing. We must think. And the T is it true? The H is it helpful? The I is it inspiring? The N is it necessary? And the K is it kind? And that is from Matthew 12, 35, and 37. God just led me to these different passages today. I'm not an avid Bible reader, so I know I'm being led in the Spirit.
Okay.
We have to make sure God is in the room when we're having any kind of adversity with anyone. Period.
Okay. All right, well, Eddie, let me just ask you a quick question so we can stay on topic here.
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. Now, are you in a serious relationship?
Yes, I have a serious relationship with my mom.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sure with your mom, you probably have some disagreements as well. It's just a little different, right? Because you probably can't cross certain lines to do certain things with your mom as you would with someone that you're dating or you're marrying. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, my parents, they're going to win most arguments with me.
Exactly.
Because I take the humble route. Now, mm-hmm. with my wife is another story, because we're almost like on that same level, where with parents, at least I know, I'm like, look, I my father's very ill. So mm-hmm. sometimes I'm just grateful that I have him. So I let a lot go. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll tell him the truth, mm-hmm. but it's not like I'm trying to win an argument. He wins. He trumps. He's almost 75 years old. He wins.
But so. Does he really win, though?
Oh, yeah, I think so, because at the end of the day, we're still close. We work. And like I said, we do have the honest conversation, but it's just a different relationship than with a spouse.
But I mean is, does he really, if he's wrong about something, you're not going to argue with him because of the reverence you have for your father. So you're not going to drive that in the hole. You're going to let loose and let it go because you don't want to upset your father who's ill. My mother's in the same position. Relationships are relationships. They're different. You have eros love with marriage, and it's more like a cherished love with your parents.
Absolutely.
So love is love, period. You can. It's a different type. You're blessed to have eros love because you get to touch the flesh. But still, in the end, if my grandmother is wrong about something, I want to see her in the kingdom. I'm not going to drive it in a hole.
And Eddie, just so you know, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we're talking about arguing.
You
can have a conversation, and then you can have an argument, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking. We're talking about how to fight fair. But Eddie, I just want to say thank you. I want to have an opportunity to get these other calls. But
you're
thank
welcome.
You so much for listening, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Just read everything I ask you to read, and you'll get clarity on it. And if you ask God for clarity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eddie. I know you shared about Romans 12, and then you also shared 1 Corinthians 13. So
and
thank
Matthew
you.
12, 35 to 37.
12, 35 to 37. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a blessed day.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station.
Inspiration.
Yeah, your information and inspiration station. So the number to call to get in on this conversation, not intentionally trying to rhyme, but it did, 855-454-5905. We are going to be taking a break in about 5 minutes, but we can try and slide a call in here. We have Stephanie on the line. Stephanie is calling in on line 5. Hi, Stephanie. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Stephanie. If you don't mind, if you could just speak up just a little bit. You sound a little low for us.
Okay. Is that better?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
All right. I'm calling in because I'm at a point where I'm just trying to figure out how to have a conversation with my husband. It's not. It's an issue with an ex. It's amazing how I was praying and this morning in my devotion time, and then I turn on the radio today. Hear the same topic. My husband has a friend that, you know, when they were younger, they dated. And, you know, in their teenage years, they were promiscuous. And, you know, they broke up, but they stayed as friends. And when we got married, I stated that I wasn't really comfortable with that relationship. But he stated, you know, we're just friends. I'm with you. I love you. You know, I would never do anything, yeah. And I was like, I tried to deal with it the best way. He wanted me to be friends with this person, and I really tried for his sake, but I just couldn't do it. And we left the state, and I thought, okay, they have their friendship. I'm away in another state. I don't have to deal with it. But the situation has changed where this person has moved to the same state we are in,
mm-hmm.
and their friendship is a little bit. It's not that I don't trust him. I know for sure he would never step out on me, but I just don't feel comfortable with the relationship, and I've tried to state that numerous times, and his point is I'm being dramatic, I'm jealous, and we came back off a vacation, and there was a text message that she sent, and mm-hmm. I looked at his phone, and it stated something, and though she was joking, I took it as a very disrespectful disrespect to me, where she said, you know, why didn't you take me, your ex, on the trip to Bahamas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he laughed out loud, sorry, and then she said something about, when I get better, you know, you can take me to Barbados, and then she said something, oh, you know, forgive me for my joke, yada, yada, yada. And I confronted both of them, and I stated that was out of order.
Sure.
That was a disrespect to me. even though it might have been a joke, they find it funny.
No, it's true.
And I just can't get past this. And I'm trying to deal with it. And she thinks that I was being dramatic and approaching that.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, I want to say thank you so much for sharing that. And I hate to do this, but we got to take a quick break. But I have some great advice for you and input. I think it's going to help you. Mm-hmm. It's going to help your husband. And I think it'll help his friend as well, because there are some things here that are not right. And it's hard because they're not concrete. So people can say, where in the Bible does it say you can't have a friend or whatever? There's a lot that the Bible says, but I want to be able to share that with you. So if you could just hold for just a moment as we take this this last commercial break, but we will come right back. So Stephanie, please hold.
All right. So we're going to hear more about Stephanie's story and what Marcos recommends in this situation. When we return, we have more great conversation in just a few moments, but we want you to get on the phones at 855-454-5905. More Marriage Beyond the Vows when we continue after this.
And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are in the final segment of today's edition of the program where we're talking about fighting fair. You have an opportunity to call in, ask your question, or just tell us, are you fighting fair in your relationship? 855-454-5905. Before we went to break, we were speaking with a young lady by the name of Stephanie, and she has a heart-wrenching story, and Marcos was about to give his take on the situation. So we're going to resume that conversation now.
All right, Stephanie, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. I want to ask you to please speak up a little bit. I had even some time to kind of reflect, and I had a question for you before I even answer. This woman that is your husband's friend, I don't even want to make assumptions, but is she married or single?
She's married now.
Okay, and that's her husband. How does he feel about this friendship?
I don't know if he knows the full details in the relationship, but she had stated that he would love to have met with my husband.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, I have a little bit of a story that I'm going to share and how our relationship changed. I had an ex-girlfriend. I was pretty young, I think, when I dated her. She was a little older. I think she was like 21 or 22. So it's not a huge gap. But she was kind of thinking marriage. I was 18. I wasn't even thinking that. So and our relationship, it just didn't pan out. It wasn't meant to be. I actually was really good friends with her roommate. But throughout the years, she still had those feelings for me, even up until I got married. I got married first. And then my first birthday after being married, I got married in August. My birthday just passed. It's in November. And the first year of marriage, she calls me up and she sings, leaves me a message singing to me for my birthday. And my wife was heated. She was like, that's disrespectful. I didn't even know what to make of it. I just thought, okay, she's my friend. She's calling me. My wife went and spoke to some other friends of mine, and one of our ministers, one of our friends. And they were like, that is absolutely inappropriate. I mean, you don't call a married man's house, someone else's man, and just sing happy birthday. And this woman can sing. So it just sounded like this ain't right. Something ain't right here. And what happened was she had not learned to let go yet. She there was still something she was hanging on to. Now, she's married now. She's actually really close friends to my sister. But we don't have that kind of friendship. And if we did, there are times that she's come over for events, but it's been her and her husband. And so my wife and I could be their friends. We're not like the best of friends, but we've had kind of social events. But I'm telling you this because you and your husband are one. Now she's married. Her and her husband are one. There should not be any weird secret kind of behind the scenes relationship going on. Again, it might not even be about whether you trust your husband or not. How much do you trust the devil? The devil's always working. And right. Even in this case, it's ruining, it's not building your marriage, it's tearing it down. And so these are some scriptures that I want to share. Mainly, they come from Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 3 talks about that there should not even be a hint of sexual immorality, what she did by sending that text is leaving a hint. Even if it's a joke, it's a very inappropriate joke, and it leaves room for doubt. And it creeps into your relationship, because now you got to wonder, you know, what did this person mean? Why would my husband receive a text like this? I mean, it doesn't build, it destroys. So that in itself, it's wrong. But then later on in Ephesians 5, it talks about the husband presenting the wife pure and blameless before God. Your husband, I don't know if he's listening or if you can relay this message to him, but he's blowing it as a husband because he's not presenting you pure and blameless. He's opening up doors so that now you could be tempted to have these other kind of relationships as well, in a way to get back to him. And at the least, he's ruining that security that you should have in your husband, that he's here to take care of you. And he's choosing this other relationship over yours in a lot of ways. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's exactly what I feel. I mean, I've even taken my wedding band off.
Mm-hmm.
It represents me. This issue, it doesn't represent anymore. I feel like I've lost trust in him because he didn't really honor and respect me, because I would never do that to him. I've had men approach me, and I've always placed them in their place. I'm married. Don't disrespect my husband that way.
And, you know, I believe, Stephanie, some people might say you're jealous, but you know what? You can only be jealous of what belongs to you. This is your man. You have every right. Just like I have every right to my wife, she has every right for me to be able to say, listen, I don't feel comfortable. That relationship seems inappropriate. I mean, I have friends. Look, Tiffany, she's a friend. But Tiffany and I don't just go hang out.
No.
Now, she'll hang out with my wife and I.
Yep.
And but we're not like, oh, Tiffany, I'm coming over. We're hanging out. That would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm a married man. You know, that's just that doesn't work. And I mean, we're great friends. We're just friends. But we don't use that as an excuse to say, oh, we're going to hang out. Like,
I can call him anytime I want to.
Anytime. Oh, you know, honey, I got to go. Tiffany needs something. I mean, it's like we're friends. And I have other friends, great friends at the station, other places. But they know that they're really not just my friends. They're my wife and I's friends. Like, we became one. Mm-hmm. And so that's my conviction. And I tell you what, it keeps me and my wife feel secure about it. There's mm-hmm. nothing we hide. Vice versa. I don't have a double standard. I mean, she's the same way. And we have great friends. I mean, some of my friends, my wife can talk to, but it's always us together as mm-hmm. couples, and it strengthens us.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you, Stephanie, for sharing. I think many, many will be blessed by what you shared and the advice we're able to give you. But I invite you, tell your husband to give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay connected. You know, the best way, if you've not done this already, is go to Facebook and send me a private message, or go to my own personal website, callmarcos.com, and just send me a message, and I would love to stay connected with you. But I would invite your husband to have a conversation. I would love to talk to him about this, because he's hurting you. He's hurting the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, Stephanie. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Take care.
Be blessed.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Just to remind you what the phone number is, because you have plenty of time to call in and chime in on the conversation. Tell us if you are actually fighting fair in your relationship. 855-454-5905. Let's speak with Trisha, who is calling in on line one. Trisha, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you
well.
So much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
No, we said thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. Can
yep,
you hear us
doing
now?
Good.
Okay, can you just speak up a little bit? We want to make sure we stay connected here. You had mentioned to our producer that you've been married less than a year, and when you have arguments with your husband, he totally starts pulling out this unfair card. What does he do?
Well, most times it's, you know how many women out there who, you know, would love to be in this situation? There's always that threat of, if you don't step it up, or if you... You know, anytime he gets upset, if I point something out to him, it's like, you know what? I don't have to deal with this. I can leave. Many women out there.
Mm.
There's so many women out there who, you know, a good man is hard to find. You know, I've been in a situation before, and I'm not going to, you know, go down this road because, you know, he was marriage. And so it's always that threat to go, or it's always that competition. Oh, you know, this woman out here will probably do this or this, you know, and... You know, for less than a year, like, how do you get past it? It didn't start off that way.
Okay.
You know, we were in church. You know, we did everything together. But it's, everything is fine. And if we argue, or even if we're starting to talk and it goes into an argument, the first thing he says is, you know what, I can't deal with this. I need to leave.
So, but has he left?
No.
So, first of all, I mean, he's making these false threats. I mean, I don't know. It sounds to me, from what you're sharing, Trisha, that he is very insecure, that he's wanting you to say, don't go. I'm so happy to have you. Look, that's already a given. You married him. He married you. You love each other. There were these other women who maybe may or may not exist, but he didn't choose them. He chose you. And vice versa. I'm sure there were other men, but you chose him. And so here you are. You're married to each other. It makes no sense to flirt with things you're not going to do, first of all. To say, oh, I'm leaving. Like, we should not do that. Now, when you say that's the first year, that is the number one, I would say, immature response in a marriage. It's like you've made a lifelong decision. Stop flirting with the back door. Just forget about that. You work out your situations. It's a defense mechanism, so you know, Trisha.
Right.
And I think what you need to do is two things. Number one, encourage your husband and just have an open conversation, not in the heat of the moment, not when you're arguing, but when you go have a cup of coffee, go on a date and say, honey, I need to share something with you. I love you. And I know it doesn't make sense. We get into these silly, stupid arguments. But one of the most hurtful things is when you keep saying that you're going to go. It's like, could we just have fights and fight fairly? And fighting fair means let's deal with the issue. Stop trying to run from the issue. And saying things like that, it doesn't change anything. Does it even help? That's like having a child and then say, I wish I never had you. It's like you had the child. You can't go back. And in a marriage, it's very dangerous to even go there. So to me, that is a defense mechanism. Again, to his defense, he's not here to answer, but it sounds like he's very, very insecure.
I don't know, because, you know, it gets very hurtful outside of the I'm going to leave. It's like, let me dig up anything. Let me say anything that's going to hurt you, whether it be about the kids or otherwise. We're a blended family. Let me get my children against you. It's very bizarre. I don't understand it.
So who helps you guys? Do you have some other couple you get with or someone that helps you?
No, not at all. We started off that way, you know, canceling. It might say, you know, he may go for a couple visits. Oh, I'm good now. You know, he has separated himself from, you know, the people at the church. Nobody. We're just kind of out here on our own. And his thing of it is, well, I've been married before, so I know what to do. Well, I've not been married before.
That's the opposite. He's been married before, and it didn't work.
Right.
Then he doesn't know what he's doing. Even if you think you know what you're doing, you can't do this by yourself. Now, something I want to share, especially for those who are listening and you're in a blended family, you need more help than anyone else because it's complicated. And what you need, it's not someone that can absolutely relate and is in the same situation, because you probably won't find that, someone who's exactly has the same blended, you know, every situation is different. But you just need someone objective and honest.
Yes.
And that makes such a difference. I tell you, there are times where I know in my mind, I know I'm right. But there's something I'm missing, because I can be right, but my heart, my attitude is wrong. And
right.
That's what I need to get help with. Because sometimes the argument, your husband could be right. Let's just say for the sake of argument's sake, right? We're saying he's right, but he's hurtful. He's saying I'm leaving. He's already lost. It doesn't matter if he has the most amazing excuse to be right. He's going about it the wrong way, and he's pushing you away. He's pushing the family away.
Right.
He doesn't know how to do this, and you don't. So you need someone in your life. And you said that sometimes he's been to counseling, and it gets a little better, and then that's it?
Well, no, he'll go to the meetings, and it's like, I really don't need to go there, you know? And so I feel very disconnected, because I don't know. There's no book out here with regards to, like, the blended family. And we don't have just little babies. We have teenagers, too. And so there's just so many facets to the relationship. And I tell him, you know, I wish that you would connect with somebody that, you know, can be, you know, unbiased and just give some good, positive information. I'm at a loss.
And I mean, you know what?
It's been less than a year. What do you do?
Well, I think there's not one answer, because it all depends on the situation. It depends on how complicated it is, you know, whether you have small kids, teenagers. the ex-wife is involved. I mean, all right. these things. And so there are some great books out there. I mean, Boundaries in Marriage by Townsend and Cloud can help you. But there is not one, I believe, that's going to fit every mold. Right. The Bible, but even that can be, you know, open to interpretation, right? You can say, oh, that's not the case, or that's not the typical family in the Bible, with the exception that there are great scriptures that teach us about the heart. The Bible teaches about considering others above yourself. So right. in this case, you've married one another. You got to consider your husband's needs. He needs to consider your needs, but you have children, and they're it seems like they're from a previous relationship, so you got to consider their needs. So it's a balancing act. That's why I tell you, absolutely, Tricia, you need someone else in there. My wife and I, we get with couples all the time, and we help them, and they're like, thank you. It's not that we're saying anything new or revolutionary. It's just that we're impartial, and we're telling them the truth. And it's the same thing you might be wanting to tell your husband, but if he hears it from another man, it comes across differently.
And that has worked. He'll sit and listen. Reading books and stuff like that is just not him. But to have a conversation is completely different. But the question is, who do you have that conversation with?
All right. Well, invite him. Let's see. Reach out to me. Maybe I can have a conversation with him.
Sure.
Let's try. Why not? What's the worst that can happen? He can not listen.
Right.
All right. So I invite you. Go ahead and, we're kind of running out of time here in the program. I want to make sure we get to some other callers here, but I want to give you a number really quickly if you haven't had it already. It's 717-862-VOWS, V-O-W-S, which is 8697. 717-862-8697.
Okay.
All right, let the husband know. He can give me a call, you can both call, and we can connect.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Tricia, thank you so much as well.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. I know we have another caller coming in. We're going to get to them in just a few moments, but we do have some time for you. Let me give you the number again. It's 855-454-5905. That's how you can reach us, and that's how you can make your comment or even ask your question. You might want to do it. This is such a hot topic, and, you know, if you do have something going on in your relationship, you're having arguments, we want to know, are you fighting fair? Do you even know how to? What advice do you need from Marcos today? So reach out to us, 855-454-5905. We're just waiting a few minutes while the callers get in the queue.
Absolutely. And a reminder, if you want to be anonymous when you call, you can. That's your choice. We respect that. We just want to make sure we get into the conversation. I'm going to go to Facebook really quickly there because I have posted how I was giving Stephanie some advice. And Valerie says, listening, it is hurtful to have someone continually say they would leave. Put together your game plan so should he do so, to make sure your heart is breaking and that your head has put your financial legal affairs in order. And, you know, in one way, that is good advice. Sometimes that is not the best advice. I think first, you want to make sure that you don't open doors that are not meant to be open. And what do I mean by that is you start mentioning divorce, leaving, and you know you're not. It's just to win the argument. It's like, what are you talking about? I remember it early on in my marriage, I would do that. And then, like, the same advice I just gave Tricia, I said, you need to sit with someone. And I know that the Tricia situation was different than Stephanie, but when you sit with someone, they can give you some great advice. And the great advice I got was, why are you guys mentioning, like, you're going to divorce or you're going to leave when you're not?
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on me. I'm like, it's true. I'm not. So later I have to come back and say, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean that. So we decided a long time ago, we don't use those words. They don't exist in our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Divorce is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
We love one another. We're committed. We made a vow to God, to each other. We want to make this work. So how could two Christians not make it work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is we would like to use things that aren't fair, you know, ammunition, the past, manipulation, all these things are ways that we learned, survival instincts that we learned growing up to get our way. And now you bring that into the marriage and you hurt one another instead of being able to build one another up. Remember, the goal is to build each other up. Nothing's worse than going back and saying, man, I really regret what I said. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. How can you say you didn't mean something when you said it? Oh, I really wish I would have married so-and-so instead. Ooh, that really can hurt.
Right.
And then how do you take that back?
Right.
You know, again, you can forgive, but you'll never forget. So I just want to encourage you guys, make sure that you think like, you know, think spiritually at mm-hmm. the moment. And my thing is, that's why you always got to be prayerful. God, help me to build my wife up. Help mm-hmm. me to build up my husband. Help me to be what you want me to be, an instrument for good, not an instrument for harm.
And that's so important. Again, let's give the numbers. We have 855-454-5905. That's how you reach us. So many people out there are just really, really hurting. There's so much going on that I'm listening to and I'm hearing, you know, in the relationships. And it just makes you wonder, you know, how do you get there? How does that happen? You go from a place of, oh, I love you, to just total despair, and you're like, I don't even know what's next.
Okay, that's a good point. It doesn't happen overnight. First of all, people think it happens overnight, but there are roots to these things. Like, for example, going back to that situation with Stephanie, she said that she's mentioned to her husband that he didn't feel good about that friendship. He's ignored it, and it's moved on. The part that scares me is now the fact that that friend of his is now married, but she doesn't think that the husband knows. And I mean, what husband in his right mind would want to marry someone and she has this friendship, quote unquote, and the wife doesn't feel good? I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. I mean, it doesn't sound good. Something ain't right. And even her joking, she's far too comfortable. That just ain't right. I mean, it breaks trust. It doesn't build.
Yeah.
And so how does it happen? I think it starts with some bad choices we make. You know, we decide not to listen. We decide to, you know, we make these decisions. Just like you can make those bad choices, you can make right choices. And so there's some things you got to decide. Like I was saying earlier, you decide we're not going to bring up the topic of divorce if that's not an option. We're not talking about divorce. Right. This doesn't warrant divorce. We just don't see eye to eye about something. We're going to work it out. Right. I love what one of our previous callers said. They have the 24-hour rule. I love that. That's a great thing. It's like, look, we can't deal with this now. Let's pray, but let's come back to it when we've come to our senses after we prayed. And so that's what you do. But it is scary, Tiffany. And I think it's like anything else. You leave it, you know, unkept. You don't really give your heart to it. And it starts decaying. That happens in a relationship. That trust is broken. You're either going to build or destroy. Remember that. There's not one or the other. You don't just leave it alone in a state. You're building or you're destroying. Right. Which one are you doing right now when it comes to your relationship?
Absolutely. And those are things, again, I put that on my list of things to make sure I discuss. How do you feel about your past friends?
Your ex-girlfriend.
And I put the friends in quote, your past friends, remaining close friends of yours once the marriage happens, you know, something to converse about.
How do you feel about your ex-girlfriend wants to take you out for your birthday?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've been cool all this time. It ain't nothing. She's just a friend.
No, thank you. I mean, my wife knows. And we even joke about it sometimes, but it's serious.
Yeah.
But we'll just say, look, you know, we have that level of trust. I mean, that just won't happen. It doesn't happen, doesn't exist, won't exist, won't allow it. So that's just how it is. End of story.
It's easier that way.
The other thing is that friendship worth so much that it can cost you your marriage? I mean, put it in perspective, like, letting go of that friendship, is it going to be the end of the world? I mean, I've had people say, well, but she's a single mother in my church and no one else can help her. I'm like, are you serious? Are you thinking you're out of everyone else in the church, you're the only one that can help this single mother who's vulnerable and your wife doesn't feel good about you hanging out with her, but you're going to her house to help her? Like that's just craziness to me. It's like, you're not God. God, pray for her. That's all you can do. But to be involved, I need to be there. I'm her hero. Her car broke down. There's no one else. Man, there ain't single brothers in the church.
I've always heard the whole, so what are you saying? You don't trust me? Then it becomes that.
Well, of course.
Then that balloons into another conversation.
Well, once you say that, that's really bad. I have a good friend of mine, very wealthy businessman, very savvy. He said when someone throws that in a business relationship, he said it's over.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's like, well, he's about to close the deal. And so I was like, you don't trust. It's like, if you have to throw that trust card there, something's wrong.
Then
it's an alarm. And so I don't care how good this looks.
Basically, you're telling me I don't need to trust you.
Yeah, it's like, trust me. It's like, whoa, hold on. You know, it's like, famous words, you know, politicians say, trust me. Oh, man, forget it.
Yeah, I'm cool. Thank you so much. But yeah, I don't know. That is definitely something that's, you know, not comfortable And I can understand why anybody, the husband or the wife, would just be like, look, I don't know. I don't know about this friend of yours. You might be cool, but I don't trust them. And they're just getting a little too comfortable.
You say he's just a friend.
Yeah, all right, Bismarcky. All right, you're listening to Praise Your Inspiration Station, and we have a few more minutes in the program. If you have a comment or a question, you want to talk about your experience, if you need Marcos' advice on something, this is the best time to call in and get it. 855-454-5905. So let's go to the phones and speak with James. Hi, James. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Breathing on schedule. What's your comment or question?
I just wanted to, I've just tuned in and just happened to hear the conversation in reference to fighting fair. Mm-hmm. My wife and I, we've been married for 20 years, and we've been knowing each other for a lot longer than that. So I know a lot about, know everything, you know, about her. So we've had some really heated arguments during the course of our marriage, but one thing that I've learned come to learn is that I could have really said some things that would literally destroy the marriage. I could have, you know, win the fight. You know, if I wanted to win that fight, I could have said some things and just really would have shut it down. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I would have destroyed her pride. I mean, really just tear her down, but I chose not to. And as a result of it, we've been married 20 years. Well, actually 20 years in January. And I just really thank God that I chose that route. I really love her dearly. And, mm-hmm. But just not fighting, you know, in heated arguments, just choosing not to say things to win the fight, you know, you'll destroy the person in the process.
Well, you got to ask yourself, James, like, what's the goal, right? If the goal is just to win that argument, but now your wife is destroyed and hurt and you're like, I won. It's like, did you win or did you lose?
Absolutely.
And I love that. Choose your words wisely. You know, those things are easier said than done. I think what I've done, and just so you know, James, and maybe you've learned this along the years as well, is I've set up certain kind of absolutes that I won't do or say. Like, I just will not say this. And so as tempted and as upset as I am, like, I won't go there. I just won't allow it. And because later on, those are the very same things that you'll regret.
Right.
So, like, things like I said, divorce or saying things like, oh, I wish I never married you. I mean, those are like really stupid things to say. But when you're angry, it's tempting because you know you can hurt the person back.
Exactly. I mean, it could be right on the tip of your tongue. But you know that if I say them, I can't take them back.
So well, you know what was one of...
Calm down, cool down, and go to a neutral corner.
Well, let me just tell you a low blow that I've heard often and where I'm sitting is when someone tries to use intimacy into an argument to humiliate their spouse, like, well, you're not that good in bed anyway, or you're really not good in doing that. I mean, look, there have been some serious situations where, like, men have had, you know, erectile dysfunction, something's wrong, and right. The wife uses that during an argument to humiliate him, and then they're wondering why they're not doing well in their relationship. I mean, it's like, that is it's already humiliating for a guy to feel like he can't perform, because that's what the world teaches. You should be a real man, can do this and that and the other.
Right.
So if your wife, you know, for all the women who are listening, if you really want to humiliate your man, that's what you're doing. But I call it disgracing your man, because this is the man God has given you. You want to make sure that you protect that, and vice versa. You could say the same thing as a husband. And now to on a side note, sometimes there's truth to this, and that's why it hurts, but that's not how you deal with it. If your spouse is not being very giving or they're not able to perform the way you need, that's a separate conversation, and that's not something you use in an argument unless you want to destroy your marriage. So, James, I appreciate it. I agree with you. So do you have any words of wisdom? I know you said you've been married 20 years. You say you use your words wisely. How do you do that? If you can leave us with one side note or word of wisdom, what would you say?
Your words could either tear your marriage up or it can build it up. You know, when you are in a heated discussion, a heated argument, it's not about who's right, but doing what's right.
Absolutely. I love that. I use that all the time. It's not about who's right. It's about what's right. Thank you so much, James. We appreciate your call.
You're welcome. You be blessed.
Take care. Let's go to line 5 and speak with got it wrong. So we don't have that caller ready or available. So again, the phone number.
Ready or not.
Okay, ready or not. Here we are. Speak to us. 855-454-5905. That's the number to call in.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want to go back to Facebook for just a quick moment there. I know many of you have been posting, actually quite a bit lately. There's a lot going on there in terms of, I would say even in response to a previous caller, Stephanie, mm-hmm. some of you are like, we're praying for you. We're with you. There's just so much. I want to read one here that Melissa Hamilton says. It says, what do you do when you're trying to express your concerns / hurts to your husband and his only response is me too or you too? Mm. And it's frustrating because I feel like he's never heard me once, only passing blame. Mm. So I, if I get this correctly, Melissa, you're saying that as you try to express your love and your concern, he's like, well, I feel that way too. Mm-hmm. So, honey, I really feel hurt. Well, I feel hurt too. So it's like no matter what, it's what I've shared, I've learned in terms of fighting fair. That's a huge temptation for me to say, honey, look, what about you? You've fallen short. And that's why my wife and I came up with some guidelines of how to fight, how to argue, how to do this. And look, we're not perfect. I'm not saying we've never crossed those lines, but we know when we do that, we're out of line and we own it. We apologize. Like, honey, I'm sorry. You're right. I shouldn't have mentioned this. I shouldn't have flipped the script, whatever. But in that case, what one of the things that we say is we're only allowed to, it's only a one-way street. Like mm-hmm. we don't allow two-way street conversations, mm-hmm. meaning that if my wife comes to me and approaches me about being hurt, that is not the moment for me to flip the script and say, okay, well, I'm hurt too. Mm-hmm. It's like, let me own it. Let me listen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's hard, but mm-hmm. to say, you're right. You know, I'm sorry. Because she's hurt and that's valid. I want to leave us with this one example. And this is the fact that whether the person's right or wrong, their feelings are always going to be right. And what I mean by this is, let's just say, for example, all of us who are listening, you get a knock on your door. And if you have children, it's a police officer. And the officer says, I'm really sorry to tell you, but your child was in a serious accident. Now, I'm not wishing this on anyone. It's just an example. And you're destroyed. I mean, you can't believe it. They're like, and your child didn't make it. We're really sorry to tell you that. And you lose it. You're crying. You're weeping. I mean, you're hurt. And then 30 minutes go by and the police comes back and they're like, I just want to let you know, we're sorry, but it was a huge mistake. It wasn't your child. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure there's a part of you that's relieved. You're like, whew. But it doesn't take away the fact that for those 30 minutes, mm-hmm. those feelings were real.
Yeah.
Even though it was based on false information, it was real for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you felt it. Your heart mm-hmm. dropped. Your emotions right. were all over the place.
Right.
I mean, it was horrible. Then that wasn't true. So in the marriage, I want you to think about when someone's hurt and they see it, they could be wrong about the information, mm-hmm. but their feelings aren't wrong. Mm-hmm. They're right. If they feel hurt, they feel disrespected, they feel used, whatever. Their feelings are real. Mm-hmm. And you got to own that. And that's why when the person comes and talks to you, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. They're not just pulling this from a hat. They feel this way. Let them express themselves. Humble out. And sometimes at that point, you could explain, well, honey, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. That's mm-hmm. not what I'm trying to say or trying to do. So I want to encourage all of us, make sure we take that into account and let the other person voice their feelings, mm-hmm. their expression. It's not easy. But that's what you got into when you said, I do, for better, for worse, sickness and in health, you know, anytime, mm-hmm. richer for poor, right? Because we know a lot of those arguments mm-hmm. have to do with finances. So again,
so
I know,
much so.
I want to say thank you to everyone, those who've posted on Facebook, those who've called, obviously those who've listened. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage you. Our producer, Larry, does a great job. He posts our archive show. So if you miss part of the show or you have a friend or relative you want to encourage them to listen to, you could encourage them to go to praisephilly.com mm-hmm. and type my name in, Marcos Mercado, and you would be able to see all the previous shows, mm-hmm. including this one that will be posted later today or tomorrow. So you can find that. So thank you, Larry, for doing a great job with that.
Absolutely. And we definitely want to give a big thanks out to our producer down in Charlotte, Ron. And again, Larry, you're awesome. Thank you for all that you do. We hope that you'll join us again next Saturday for another edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.